Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday, November 27th, 2021. You know, around this time of the year, we think of the birth of Christ and the incarnation as a beautiful thing. To think that he came all the way from the ivory palaces to a manger to the cross, and then rose from the dead and now is reigning and ruling in heaven. What a fantastic history of events. From the ivory palaces of heaven to a manger to a cross to a tomb, raised from the dead, ascended back to heaven, and is reigning and ruling in heaven today. I'm sure the night of his birth was a miraculous thing. We know that it was to the shepherds. Just think, he revealed himself through the angels, through the lowly shepherds out in the field. What better people to reveal himself to than to the shepherds, because he's the great shepherd. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Around this time of year, we think of baby Jesus lying in a manger. The creator of the universe, being born in a stable, to our minds can be nothing stranger. Why did he come in such a humble manner? There was no room for him in the inn. To show us that he had taken on the form of being fully man. Yes, he was fully God as well, laying in that stable. This was not just a story for the children or a fable. Thousands of angels announced his birth to lowly shepherds in the field. The hope for all of Christ's people was manifested in time. It was revealed. But he's no longer a little baby in a manger in Bethlehem, but has put all things under his feet. He is the great I Am. We don't worship and pray to a little baby in a manger, but we worship the Master who is well able to speak the words into existence and save a sinner like me. During this holiday season, let us worship the King of Kings. Well, that's what we should be doing. Now, it's good to remember how he came in such a lowly manner, and the absolutely marvelous miracle that took place the night of his birth, and how the angels announced his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And, you know, he says, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. That's remarkable that we're going to someday share in his glory. John 17:22. I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, and one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of a man above upon it, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for shall no man see me and live. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. God, who command the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Well, he is majestic. He is high and lifted up. He's Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last. And during this time of year, when we think of his birth, we should be thinking of his return. Christ said that he would come back in the same manner that he left. Christ has declared that he's coming back again. And so honor and praise we should give to him. Excuse me. We are told to give praise to our Lord and Savior. We should be forever grateful for his unmerited favor. Our praise should come forth in a variety of ways, the fruit of our lips should we sing every day. With gratitude and thanksgiving, we should him laud and bring endless praises to the one up above. For he's the only one worthy of our love and adoration, for he's the one who brought us eternal salvation. Both honor and praise we bring to our King, and we look forward in heaven when we will then sing. With the angels around his great throne, an anthem of glory will be that great song. Well, I want to remind people that yes, Christ came as a little babe in a manger, but he is a ruling king. Away in a manger, no crib for the bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he laid. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Well, I hope you have a blessed weekend. And I'm looking forward to the return of Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.